Good morning. 6:19 a.m. on Saturday, June the 15th, 2024, on a partly a scattered cloud morning. Holy crap! I don't know if I can get a picture of this or not. There's a whole flock of turkeys crossing the road. There's a big mama turkey, and there's probably, I don't know, 15 or 20, at least 10 chicks. I can't get close enough to get a picture. They blend in. They're in the shade. Good morning, Mama. Wow. Nature finds a way. Well, that was an unexpected blessing this morning. My reward for getting my butt moving this morning, I guess. Yeah, 6:19, scatter clouds. A little bit of really high cumulus clouds up there. Lots of blue sky. The day is quite cool. It's lovely. Low 60s. It's a beautiful morning. The air feels very soft today. My nose feels very runny today. Trying not to bump this cord. It is so quiet. Dove cooing off in the distance. I can hear the traffic out on the 34 bypass. Other than that, it's a very quiet morning. I like it. I like it a lot. It's a planter there by that neighborhood sign. It's got a lot of coleus in it. have a lot to talk about this morning. I just don't have a lot to talk about. I'm trying to get my morning routine out of the way. I got my newsletter out last night. No real news. I'm still alive. I haven't given up. Basically, I'm here, sort of. Sun is just barely cleared the horizon. I got out, I'm going to say 15 minutes after sunrise. Plus or minus a minute or two. Sunrise is at 5:31 this morning. We're counting down to the solstice. What is it, next week? 21st? 21st, 22nd, something like that. The beginning of astronomical summer. The midpoint of the poetical summer, the haiku summer, the Eastern tradition of summer. And we'll have about 6 weeks of summer winding down before fall begins winding up. I need to come up with my 7 haiku prompts for the coming week. I have a task on my calendar for every Friday to put the list together so that on Saturday morning all I have to do is post it. And quite frequently, in fact, pretty much always, I ignore it and wait until Saturday morning to go through and pick seasonal words that I haven't used yet this year. Trying to find 7 that make sense in a modern context. In an English context. I don't know. I do it every day. I did it this morning. I particularly like when I can get the astronomy right. So the idea that the moon hides when the sun is up is of course false. Because the moon only hides when the sun is up during a new moon. And only for a couple of days. Because the moon has its dark side facing us. Its shaded side facing us. And there's no sunlight to reflect from its surface to show us where the moon is. The earliest, the latest and earliest slivers, if you're really diligent, you can find them. But the last quarter moon is up there at sunrise. First quarter moon is up there due south at sunset. Full moon is always up due south at midnight. Easy as that. Hello. And so it's really rare that there is a dark sky and a silver boat. Early in the morning, just after sunrise, just before sunrise, just after sunset, that's the only time you get a really sharp crescent. And I don't know what the moon's phase is now, but it's not south of me, so. It could have set already. It might be hiding behind some of these clouds. Just barely hauling my butt this morning. My back is really sore. It's my arthritis. It's the ankylosing spondylitis that presents as a really aggravating lower back pain in the morning, particularly in the morning. And moving around usually breaks it up a little bit, but it's being stubborn this morning. The morning push-ups were a challenge, but I did them. I did my 25 and one to go on. And I did my squats. I'm still only doing 10. That's about the limit. I need to get that. I need to either do more reps or I need to get that number up a bit, or both. Probably should do more reps on the push-ups too. I'm going to live to be 100. I have to start paying attention, better attention to this stuff. It's weird. I think a part of it is I'm still dealing with recovering from cancer and its treatments. I'm not sure exactly why they should be coming back now, because last year was like, oh good, I'm better. I wasn't really, I don't think. That may be part of the answer. Boy, that sun's sun's bright. I got a little sun between the trees. Dazzled me. Yikes. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Mark Post. The Einkorn amended bread came out okay. It is not. It doesn't have the same flavor profile that I remembered from the earlier trial, which is only 20% whole wheat, 20% Einkorn rather. Well, the Einkorn is whole wheat flour, so yeah. So this is 30%, the hydration was off. It was really sticky. It did not want to form right. There was a lot of there was a lot of gas caught under the crust. So there are a lot of gaps between the body of the crumb of the bread and the top crust, where the I guess it's carbon dioxide pooled and then expanded when it started heating up, which probably gave it what little rise there was, the oven spring. But I'm also pretty sure that A, the hydration was off, B, I did not give it the kind of workout that it needed to develop the gluten I wanted that would give me a nice uniform crumb across the face of the bread. So there's that problem. And I noticed the same problem with the last loaf I made of just regular whole wheat, my usual 20% recipe. And I had the same problem with a lot of gas bubbles underneath the crust. And I'm pretty sure that comes from not giving it enough development time. I need to start that bread earlier and give it a little more time instead of racing against the clock to try to get it into the fridge in its loaf pans and time to go to bed. So I need to start it at 3 instead of 4 so I can get it in the fridge by 9:30. And still give it the work that it needs to stretch and develop the gluten of the regular King Arthur white bread flour. I should have known, but I really needed to get it baked so that it wasn't heating the oven up to 475 in the heat of the day. It did work out well. The bread was baked well in advance of the heat of the day. It was still cool enough outside. I could leave a window cracked and let some of the heat out that way. So it worked out. It was good. I'm still reading this Culinary King book series. I think it's book 3. I'm getting to the saturation point on it. I don't know that I can follow it too much longer. It's a little too much. I really like the story. I really dislike there's a little tiny dog on a really long leash. He hasn't seen me yet. Oh, hello, good morning. You see me now.
Good morning.
There's a crew. Good morning.
Good morning.
Early morning jogging crew, I guess. 6 of them and 2 more trailing. Morning.
And we have 4 of them here.
People beginning to be out and about and moving around. Dog walkers and joggers. Guy unloading his truck. Not, seems a little early for yard sailing, but maybe, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, it's the story is intriguing. The story of food and worship and gods and the magic in the food, and it's intriguing. It really is. It does remind me of Yakutake, Japan. And this has got to be some sort of AO3 migrant. It's just that the story has that sort of episodic feel to its pacing. A hot air balloon off to the northeast, heading out over the plains. I wonder if it's the same one I saw the other week. It's a beautiful morning for it. The little breeze that was here has sort of, I think it's pretty much died down. I don't know. I'm not getting much of a breeze at all. Maybe why the air feels so still this morning, it feels so quiet. Because the air is literally still. Bladed wheatgrass. Bladed wheatgrass? Crested wheatgrass. Spreading its blades. Ooh, and a swallow. First swallow I think I've seen this season. I've seen a lot of hawks. There's a family of either Coopers or Sharpshins taking up residence this year. There were Sharpshins last year. They might be Coopers. One took a starling right on our driveway, right on the lawn. Right beside the driveway, we're standing out there looking at the clouds, and the next thing we know, there's this swoop and a flutter, and this little hawk is sitting there, looking proud of himself on the ground, plucking feathers. Hello, back. Good morning. The willows lurking in the shade. The sun is not very high yet. I know. It's not even 7 o'clock, I don't think. Shouldn't be. Should be like... yeah. 6:42. 6:42 in the a.m. So there's a line of trees that is casting long shadows all across here. It's beautiful, it's cool, it's lovely. I have a little sweat working, but it is nevertheless a gorgeous morning. Peaceful morning. I saw turkeys. It just tickles me. There was down at the grocery store last year. Was it last year? I think it was last year. There was a female turkey who just haunted the grocery store's parking lot. And you could go down there and find her wandering between the cars. Checking out all of the shiny bumpers. It was fun as heck. It's not something I expected to see. But they're here. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I want more of it. But But right now what I want is more coffee and a chance to sit down. And I did not start the recorder. Fuck me. Oh, wait a minute. It would help if I actually looked at the right recorder. There it is. Dumbass. That's like the fourth or fifth time I've done that. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.